Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Early this morning, police on the campus of UCLA entered an encampment of students protesting Israel's war against Hamas and Gaza. More than 130 people were arrested, and the camp was dismantled a day after protesters and counter-protesters clashed with each other for hours. Tense and even violent scenes have played out on many campuses across the country, but it is a different story at Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois. The university was the first to reach an agreement with protesting students. The deal allows demonstrations to continue through June 1st, but without the tent encampments. The university will also pay to bring some Palestinian faculty and students to campus. Northwestern University President Michael Schill joins us now. Mr. Schill, welcome. Great to speak with you.
Hello there.
We've seen clashes with police and violence erupt on college campuses across the country, but your school, as I said, struck a deal with protesters. So what did Northwestern do that places like UCLA, Columbia, and others have not?
Well, we started from having certain principles. One, health and safety for the entire community, both our Jewish and our Muslim students, police, faculty, and staff. Secondly, we needed to bring the protest into compliance with university rules, along with consequences for people who violated those rules. And thirdly, we needed to be committed to freedom of expression and have no tolerance for anti-Semitism or anti-Islamic intimidation or harassment. And we were guided by those principles, and then the results that we ended up with are following from those principles.
And just to be clear, I understand the university police were present during the protest on your campus over the past week or so. What kept them from moving in and making arrests?
So we have a relatively small police force, and we didn't feel that we could adequately protect our police force if they went in and protect the students. And so we decided that that was probably not a great option. We were also looking at what was happening at other universities, and even when they went in with force, it typically wasn't successful. And so we thought the best way to sustainably de-escalate the situation was to actually talk with our students. We have a good sustainable agreement now, and which provides a number of things that the students wanted and that we wanted to do.
Let's talk about that. The deal, as we said, allows the students to continue protesting if they wish. It gives them representation on an investment committee. They can ask questions about specific investments. But you did not commit to cutting ties with funds that support Israel. And unlike, for example, Brown University, which did also reach an agreement with its students this week, you did not commit to consider it with a vote. Why not?
I would not propose divestment in Israel to the board. I don't support divestment, and that was a non-starter from the beginning.
Why don't you support it?
For a number of reasons. One is I wasn't going to support anything in this agreement that singled out Israel. That's number one. And number two is I don't believe the university should be taking views on issues and social issues as a university.
The deal, not popular, I gather, with some members of your community. I'm sure you know the American Jewish Committee has accused the university of succumbing to the demands of a mob, and in their statement asked this question. They say, how does this agreement actually make the university safer for Jewish and Israeli students when it rewards protesters for the intimidating environment they created on campus? How do you answer that question?
Well, one thing that I would take issue with is, and I am, I respect the various organizations like ADL and the Jewish Fund. I respect them enormously. I'm Jewish. This is personal to me. But I do take issue with calling our students a mob. They are students. They're young. They are sometimes naive. Sometimes they're learning. And so the best way for us to engage and achieve our educational mission is for us to engage in dialogue with them.
It sounds like the concern also is that the agreement doesn't do anything to make the Jewish or Israeli students feel safer on campus. What about that? I mean, does this deal address that concern?
Having them take down the tents, having them get rid of amplified sound, all of those things were things that were making our Jewish students feel unsafe. They felt they couldn't walk through Deering Meadow. They couldn't go by without being assaulted by the vision of the tents and hearing amplified sound. And so that will be one of the things that is very important. Anti-Semitism and anti-Islamic intimidation and harassment have no place at Northwestern University. No place.
In fact, you've mentioned your own faith. I see that you have been the target of anti-Semitic speech on campus during these protests. How has all of that shaped the way you've responded?
I'd like to think I responded the way I would respond if I wasn't Jewish and really do what is the right thing. I do have emotions, and I didn't like the anti-Semitic picture of me with devil's horns on it, but I'm not going to let that affect me and how I do the job.
Michael Shill is the president of Northwestern University. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.